Thank you. Our next question, let's bring it home. The Eastern Shore is frequently at a political disadvantage given the demographics of the state of Maryland. What are your plans to ensure that our businesses and our constituents of this region have a seat at the table? How will you work to ensure that the issues facing our local business community make it onto the state's agenda? Mr. Craig.
Well, our plan actually came out May of last year when I asked Jeannie Hadaway to run with me as the lieutenant governor. There are many people running for state office. You will be able to create history. She will be the first lieutenant governor ever elected from the Eastern Shore, the first ever. She will make sure you have a voice. She will make sure that there is not just a seat at the table, but someone who knows what the Eastern Shore is like. She grew up here. She's lived here. She's a small business owner here. She has served in the House of Delegates for almost 11 years, so she knows how that works. She's been a leader in the House of Delegates, so she has the ability to do it. So the Craig Hadaway ticket is going to have someone who will always be on the second floor, not just at the table. It was one of the best decisions that I ever made when it came to a situation like that, and I was very proud when she said, yes, I am going to give up a safe seat in the House, because she could have stayed in the House of Delegates forever, and she decided, you know, the Eastern Shore does need help. They need a voice. We need some work. It wasn't personal for her about it. It was for her area that she has represented. She understands that the lower shore has slight differences than the mid-shore or the upper shore. She understands, since her father is a waterman and her grandfather is a farmer, how the revolution against them by our state government is undermining your businesses and hurting them and forcing them to leave. So she will always have the voice for the Eastern Shore, and I'm so proud that she did it.
Mr. George.
The shore is in my blood. My family goes back to the late 1600s, coming to New Jersey, Delaware, and Maryland's Eastern Shore. The George family is throughout the Eastern Shore. There are Georges down along Tillman Island, and we're all related. It takes a while to trace it all. But my father's direct line started coming in the mid-1700s, and we found all these letters, and it was beautiful, talking about the Eastern Shore and what it was like. The life here is beautiful. I think there's a lot we can do. Prior to 1963, there were 24 senators, and it used to be one from every jurisdiction. That followed the model that the founding fathers had of having two senators from every state, so the rural states were just as represented as the more urban states. You know, I think we need to have a constitutional Congress in the state and go back to something that makes it fair for the Eastern Shore and the rural areas. My economic plan for Maryland includes putting a large amount of state and local dollars into tourism for the Eastern Shore. We'll make it back up from the money they spend here. Imagine ads that say Maryland's Eastern Shore, life as it should be. Bring back manufacturing, as I said before, to Salisbury and Cambridge, and all the small crossroad towns where they used to be canning. I mean, we led the nation in tomato canning, for instance. I just spoke to a gentleman today on the way here. He wanted to meet with me. His name is Mike Foster, and he says, not the lawyer, tell him, okay? But he's a farmer. And he wanted one of my signs. I have 100% rating from the Farm Bureau, 8 straight years. And he's a wonderful man, and he used to have a canning business, too. I will supply broadband to Chestertown and across large areas of the shore. I will protect our farms. As I said, I have that 100% rating once again this year. In addition, we will cut regulations to make sure that any regulated industry, including for farmers, is well represented on the regulatory body, because right now they are not. I will lower the shore's sales tax on clothing and alcohol. And these are just a few of the important items that you'll find in my economic plan for Maryland. So I hope that, 1 second, I hope that you'll go look at that on VoteRonGeorge.com.
Thank you. Mr. Hogan.
Well, it's not just that the Eastern Shore doesn't have a seat at the table. I'll tell you what, we've had an administration for the past 8 years that has been openly hostile towards the Eastern Shore. There's been a war on rural Maryland. I'll tell you what, I've traveled all across the shore to every single county. I've had the opportunity to talk with watermen, to talk with people in the poultry industry, farmers. Yesterday, I was just discussing this with Jim Perdue. He feels exactly the same way. He feels like they're attacking his business. Chicken farmers are wondering if they can ever continue to go in the same direction they've been going with the phosphorus regs and all the other things. Watermen feel like there's a war, DNR attacking them left and right. You know, I agree with David. I think Jeannie's terrific. I actually appointed Jeannie to the legislature, and if I'm lucky enough to be governor, then I think she'd make a terrific ombudsman and maybe liaison for the Eastern Shore. She'd be great in our administration. The shore is not the only place that's been neglected. You know, I know everybody feels like it's us versus everybody on the Western Shore, but I'll tell you what, I've spent the past 3 years traveling all across our state, and I've listened to the concerns of a great many Marylanders from all walks of life, and people in southern Maryland feel exactly the same way, and people in western Maryland feel exactly the same way. People everywhere feel there's a huge disconnect between Annapolis and the rest of Maryland. The shore won't be neglected and won't be forgotten in a Hogan-Rutherford administration. I can tell you that the folks that have been forgotten, been neglected, been attacked for the past 8 years are going to have a seat at the table in our administration, and we're going to do everything we can to look out for the interest of the folks here on the Eastern Shore. Thank you.
Mr. Lawler.
In short, our administration will make it a priority. We have to make the Eastern Shore a priority. That's what you should expect of your leadership. Eastern Shore members, our citizens, pay the same taxes as anyone else does across the state. One of the big differences is they don't get a good return for the taxes that they pay. Whether in Crisfield or in Smith Island, where I was welcomed with a wonderful accent and beautiful arms, all the way, and I talked about this earlier, Dorchester County, Worcester County, from every conversation I've had, whether with farmers or whether with watermen, they don't want more government. They just want to be left alone. They're tired of being picked on. And they're tired of being picked apart, whether it's Plan Maryland, whether it's these excessive tolls and regulation fees. We're going to make it a priority to leave the Eastern Shore alone and let them conduct and run their business and be successful and then support them. I remember when we were doing our announcement tour across this great state, and we came down on the Eastern Shore, and I suspended our announcement for one particular purpose, and that is to have a press conference on the farm of Alan Hudson, a gentleman who was being sued with his own tax dollars for, quote-unquote, excessive phosphorus and nitrogen deposits, quote-unquote, said found on his property. He ended up winning that lawsuit. But in winning that lawsuit, it was bittersweet because he had to pay his own legal fees, over $1 million in legal fees. Where is a farmer who is a part-time bus driver and a community citizen and a generational farmer going to get that kind of money? But we saw the community wrap their loving arms around Alan, and they helped to pay off with fundraisers those excessive legal fees, of which my wife and I were honored to play a part and a role. We have to make the Eastern Shore a priority, and I intend to do that. And sitting with Robert T. Brown and the watermen and the board there, I made that same commitment. And one 70-year-old gentleman looked at me and said, you know what? I voted Democrat all my life and so did my father. And for the first time, I'm going to re-register as a Republican to vote for you for governor. That is the kind of difference that a Lawler-Timmer administration will make.